You're listening to All Things Considered on VPR. I'm Kari Anderson. Coming up, we'll hear from our art hounds. But first, it's the weekly conversation on the arts with Mary Williams.
Each week, we hear from artists who work and live in and around the VPR listening area. And today, I'm talking with someone who encourages us to find and express the artist within us all. Topaz Wise is that person. She's an expressive arts facilitator with a space called Expressive Arts Burlington. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Now, for our listeners who might be wondering, this is an art therapy. What is your role as an expressive arts facilitator?
As an expressive arts facilitator, I'm interested in bringing out a person's innate creativity, allowing people to experience what is our birthright, and our culture has pretty much stripped away from us. In expressive arts, I work intermodally, which means that I work with visual art and movement and drama and writing and poetry and all of the expressive arts. When you watch a child, children are happy. Children don't carry a lot of stress. Even children who come from traumatic situations, they can engage in play and experience great joy. And I believe that this is all of our birthright. And our culture has taught us that you have to be an expert in order to engage in movement or to engage in visual art or to sing. I think that our world has gotten to a point where everybody is specialized. There are experts in every field. And those of us who don't have that advanced training feel like it's not accessible to us. And I believe that we now live in a world where people don't whistle. When I was a child in the 60s and the 70s, you could be standing in the grocery line, in the checkout line, and people would be whistling or humming. I can remember walking through the backyard trails of childhood and seeing moms singing, you know, or hearing dads whistling while they were working on the car or whatever. You know, this quality of expression is virtually invisible now. People used to draw a lot. People used to sketch. You know, they didn't have handheld devices. For fun, people wrote poetry. You know, these are all parts of our innate ability that is kind of stripped away by our culture. And Expressive Arts Burlington wants to be a place where people can take that back.
What does the space look like?
Oh, it's a great space. It has wood floors. It has nice big windows and a big walk-in closet that's absolutely filled to the brim with materials.
And at your space in Burlington, you offer groups and classes that range from circles for women and girls, empowerment through art, coming-of-age workshops for boys and girls, even art church on Sunday mornings for people to come in and paint and share. I'd like to ask you about your work with older Vermonters, specifically those who are living with memory loss and dementia.
I run a group at Ethan Allen Residence, and we play. The community there has varying different stages of dementia and Alzheimer's or are in rehab of one sort or another. There is a variety of ability level in the room. And sometimes I bring my guitar in and we sing. And there are people who have a difficult time stringing a sentence together, but can remember every single word to show tunes. And the feeling inside the room was so joyous. Expressive arts with this population is so wonderful because it brings them back to a part of themselves, and they have a language that they can communicate in that does not require them remembering the words. It's probably the two highest points of my month.
And say for someone who isn't especially feeling their inner artist or feeling very creative on any given day, what are some more of the benefits?
There's this word, neuroplasticity, and it is talking about how the neurons in our brain work and hold information and also can build and create more openings and more activity inside the brain. And when you spend the entire day looking at a screen, working in one sort of track, there's one part of your brain that is really firing. All those synapses are firing, working. And there's a whole other big chunk of your brain that's kind of just hanging out. When you engage in the arts, a whole lot of that other part of the brain that's been sleeping wakes up and goes, oh, this is fun. This is interesting. This is, and then all of a sudden, the spaces in between the neurons, the spaces start firing in different ways. And so this is where innovation happens. This is where imagination happens. And ultimately, for the business community, this is where productivity comes up, because people who have been working on a problem and have not been able to find the solution to it take a 30-minute art break. They come back and all of a sudden they gain a different perspective, and their brain is able to sort of stretch and exercise in a different way and come up with a new idea.
Thank you so much for coming in and telling us more about Expressive Arts Burlington. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you very much for having me.
That's Topaz Wise, an Expressive Arts facilitator in Burlington. Find out more about classes, events, and workshops for individuals, groups, and businesses when you visit vpr.net.